This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 5:43 and it's time for Today on Twitter, where the question being asked is, when is it okay for brands to copy?
Okay, so bear with me. This is a slightly convoluted story because it started when Shakina tweeted, you know, following designs of bigger brands is called the trickle-down effect. I studied fashion design and we learned it in university. A local and I will say prominent fashion brand copying small brands is bad because they are using their resources to steal from a business that has less visibility. Meanwhile, Bata copying Bottega Veneta is not the same. And this was actually a reply to another tweet from someone named Mary who says, I don't get it. You guys boycott, and then here insert local brand again, because they copy the designs of a small business, but here Bata copies big brands and somehow it's them stepping up their game. I'm not backing up anyone's business or anything, but this is plain bias. And I think this has led to people sharing their own opinions on the matter, especially in terms of the power differential that exists between these sorts of brands. I want to say upfront also that while we're starting off the conversation about fashion, the truth is we see this all over the place. It happens in tech, it happens in Sharmila, you were talking earlier about food. There are a variety of ways in which we see copying happening, but fashion is maybe just the easiest way to kind of visibly see it happening.
Yes, and I think the question here really is that, as you said, the differential of power, right? Because this often becomes an issue. And in the case of said local fashion brand, a lot of this came to light when it was revealed that basically smaller retailers, individuals, small-time designers were having their designs copied or supposedly copied anyway. And we see this with other online, huge online retailers, for instance, where you see, you know, if you're sort of savvy with the online Instagram fashion world, you'll notice that, you know, small stores have their designs very quickly copied and sold for much cheaper by these large retailers. And so I do think that there is a differentiation to be made in terms of who's doing the copying and why.
So let's see. We've got this from Tukura91 who says, I like this take on this issue. It's the same as Rolex's homages. An example would be the Rolex Submariner. We have tributes from brands like Invicta Pro Diver, Ice Watch, Casio, like the Bata situation and luxury brands. I kind of look at it as an homage or inspiration. And that's interesting because it is also about, I guess, accessible luxury or being able to have a part of that. You know, that's, I think, one part of this conversation. Meanwhile, Julia says, not the same thing. High street brands making copies for the masses is commonplace. Bata is not taking away customers from Bottega. High-end designers copying an idea without permission is wrong.
Yeah, and Amrils actually sort of elaborates on that as well and says every fast fashion business copies other name brands because it's easy to just follow other designs. If Bata is shifting their business model, they'll follow suit. The difference is that this local brand is not a fast fashion business. They're equivalent to a designer fashion business. Fast fashion brands equal means cheap production, faster production cycles for new clothing lines, rarely an original design, cheap price for consumers. Designer fashion brands equal to higher production costs, longer production cycles, and exorbitant prices.
So my favorite tweet about this comes from Parisai Pajuang, who says, you know, comes from Farah Rose, who says, with all due respect, that design belongs to Ketupat. Bottega plagiarized Ketupat. Bata just took it back to the homeland. She went on to say that she knows that Bata is not a local brand, but that it's so well-loved among Malaysians that we've come to make it our own. And that brings me to Parisai Pajuang, who said somewhat the same thing, who says, it's always about supporting the underdog. The powerful are seen to have unfair advantages. Bottega Veneta is seen to have a cultural advantage, bigger name. Plus, this bentuk anyaman is not exclusive to anyone. You know, and then points out again the Ketupat connection.
Also, it just strikes me, right, that if you're a brand like Bata or a brand like Bottega Veneta, you have the legal clout and the money to be able to sue anyone if they were really affecting your business or copying your designs to that extent. Whereas that's where that question of a power difference arises with smaller players, because how many actually have the power to take you to court or to even really ask for any sort of restitution if they found that they were losing money or having their business eaten into by a much larger player.
So I guess the other thing there is the question of whether or not most consumers would even know, because that usually is the benefit also of being a mass market brand, whether or not in this case it's a local brand that has a larger reach than smaller companies, or in the case of a high street brand that again has a wider reach than a luxury company, although the markets are vastly different. But I think most of the time, when a mass brand takes on, I don't know, a cute little patch, say a chicken laying an egg that says cluck, something like that. And then it just gets associated with them. It doesn't necessarily get tracked back to the person who put it up on their shop or had like one website selling one design and this is all they had. It doesn't always get tracked back like that, no matter what the social media outrage. And there usually is some, but it's not usually enough to get people going.
So what it comes down to is really this. Does it bother you when brands put out copied designs? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages. So keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:53. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Earlier on today on Twitter, we were asking you, does it bother you when brands put out copied designs? So do keep sending your thoughts through. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with some messages on designs and copying.
Perry just says, remember Adidas Asadi. So just wanted to read that out, leave that there, leave the image of the infamous slides, or famous, depending on how you want to look at it, rubber slides in everybody's mind, and we can move on.
We also have Siemens saying, I watched a documentary about fashion where they mentioned that clothing designs are not IP and can't be copyrighted. Thus, we see fast fashion companies making copies of high street brands.
Yes. And so that is very clear, right? That relationship, particularly in terms of trend as well, because in some ways there is a relationship between fast fashion companies knocking it off and people eventually working their way up towards the luxury version. Like there is a full relationship that goes on there.
Devil Wears Prada makes a great explanation for it.
Exactly. But I think that where we run into trouble is when we see fast fashion companies applying the same treatment to small independent brands who simply cannot afford to keep up. And they usually have receipts, literal receipts of buyers or designers from fast fashion companies or larger companies purchasing from them receiving the samples and then knocking that off. And I think that process, I understand that it's not necessarily protected, but that feels a lot more wrong to me.
And you know, even if legally it's not correct, it really is a sort of ethical issue that doesn't sit very well. Jimny says, designs are quite subjective. To some, it's a copy. To some, it's inspired. Just look at Balenciaga copying IKEA bags, for example. It's actually a good marketing strategy to create news for brand awareness. At least people are talking about the brands. So unless the design is patterned, like the logo and such, it depends on each individual to decide whether to buy or not.
Even patented logos are not exempt. I mean, I think it's just worth saying that we live in an everything up for grabs kind of world.
I think now people are just naming brands that sound similar, because Lawrence says Panasonic, Pensonic.
Yes, indeed. I would just say yes, true.
Keep those thoughts coming. How do you feel about brands that put out copied designs? Does it bother you? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.